You mentioned that mental health stigma and just the perception of therapy was really different when you were growing up versus today. And I've definitely noticed that even in the time that I became aware of the mental health world to where we are at in 2023. What are the biggest shifts that you've seen as we kind of seen Gen Z grow up and become the group that's now starting therapy and sharing quite loudly on social media? What are your thoughts there in the direction that we're moving?
The biggest shift for me, and me being a sort of older millennial, is just the openness in discussing it. I can't explain it another way. Even when I was in college and the dialogue was starting to begin of like, oh yeah, people have mental health. Like, it still would have been so bold to say, oh yeah, sometimes I have anxiety or I struggle with depression. But now in Gen Z really moving the needle forward, it's so common for people just to be outspoken about that as they would if they feel like it about their physical health. But you see the layers of stigma in my older millennial generation. People would talk about their physical health all the time, but you would never dare say, I have OCD, which I do have OCD. But it just, I never heard that from anybody. But again, Gen Z is really displaying that if you're able to talk about it, we can do something about it. And you also won't feel alone. But so the amount of education that's out there, the amount of people sharing their individual stories, it does feel really empowering. And it certainly is night and day difference than what it was for me, again, going through high school and college.